We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, graceful viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider GoonMarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. In today's news, Iraq allocates funds for disadvantaged children.
In environmental news, the first sustainable bamboo school in the United States is built in Hawaii.
Today's Shining World Leadership segment features Egyptian architect Mr. Hani El Minyawi, who helps bring housing to the underserved. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 15th, legendary Basque singer Dr. Mikel Laboa was born in 1934 in Pasaya, Spain. He is well known for his role as a pioneer in the modernization of traditional Basque music. Starting in the 1960s, he began singing in public in Euskera, the Basque language. He helped reintroduce Basque instruments, including the alboka and the chalaparta, and was pivotal in the Basque area's cultural revival. Dr. Laboa was also a psychiatrist who worked with children. They inspired his popular freedom hymn, The Bird Which Is a Bird. His most famous work is 1-3. May the soulful and unique sounds of Basque music continue to be shared by outstanding musicians such as Dr. Mikel Laboa.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. Heavy rains in May caused flooding across the island nation, causing at least 11 people to lose their lives and displacing over 600 families. Hundreds of homes were damaged or destroyed.
On May 23rd, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her love and prayers and donated $15,000, requesting our association's relief team to please go if possible to comfort and bring urgent items to those most in need. This amount could obtain approximately $542,000 in materials if purchased in the United States, based on Haiti's cost of living.
Our association members from Georgia and Florida, USA, covering their own expenses, arriving in Haiti on May 28th and went to Artibonite, where they were greeted by the Secretary of State for the Integration of People with Disabilities, or SEIPH.
Members of this organization kindly guided the relief team to the best store to buy supplies. Realizing the goal of helping the disaster victims, the store owner generously gave them a large discount on their purchases of essential rice, beans, sugar, oil, and spaghetti. With the help of SEIPH, the relief team distributed the food items to about 200 affected families. The recipients were delighted, saying that they appreciated our efforts to help them through this critical condition and expressing their wholehearted thanks for giving them new hope.
The next day, our relief team drove 10 hours to the most affected coastal city of Le Quai, where they purchased more food supplies and with the aid of SEIPH, were able to quickly give to at least 460 families. As our association's relief team completed their work, they thanked the members of SEIPH, without whom they said they would not have been able to reach all the families in the area.
We too are grateful, Haiti's Secretariat of State for the Integration of People with Disabilities, for your gracious and kind-hearted help in the relief efforts. Our thankfulness also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her benevolent support, as well as our association's relief team for their endeavors to assist those in need. We pray for the smooth recovery of the Haitian people to their fulfilling lives and that calamities such as these are minimized through humanity's striving to protect the earth.
Mudslide in Côte d'Ivoire. On Friday, a mudslide occurred in Abidjan after a night of heavy rains. The rubble took at least 16 people's lives as the homes in the less fortunate neighborhoods of Yopougon and Adkoupa were buried. Rescue teams are still searching the area for survivors.
Upon hearing of this tragedy, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $15,000 for emergency supplies to those most in need and for monetary aid to the families who lost loved ones. This amount would be approximately equivalent to $415,000 in purchases made in the United States, based on Côte d'Ivoire's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai requested our association's relief team to please go to help, or if they cannot, then to send the assistance through the Red Cross. She added that there are no words for her to express her sorrow for all the pains in this world. We thank all those working to rescue victims of the disaster and send our sympathies to the loved ones of those who perished. We also extend our gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her boundless care of those in need.
May disturbing events such as these be eased as we turn to more compassionate and gentler lifestyles.
Strong storms sweep through southern U.S. Last weekend, a powerful storm known as a derecho swept through the neighboring states of Arkansas, Tennessee, and Mississippi. A tornado was spotted in each of the three states, with the one in Mississippi causing damage when it touched down. Golf ball-sized hail pelted the areas with winds of up to 70 miles per hour that broke the glass of buildings and cars. Trees were felled, causing damage to power lines and homes and injuring at least one person. Close to 200,000 customers were without power, with many reports of traffic accidents as trucks were overturned by the wind. We pray for the protection of people in the affected areas and their soon restoration to their normal day-to-day lives. Let us all step toward greater kindness to minimize weather extremities such as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Zealand seeing early signs of widespread swine flu transmission. Deputy Director of Public Health Dr. Darren Hunt has confirmed at least 3 cases of people who contracted the swine flu directly from within the community rather than from travel, with this type of transmission being 2 months earlier than experts had forecast. Dr. Hunt believes these cases are the initial indications that the swine flu will become more widespread throughout New Zealand.
Of the 30,000 cases documented globally, 60% or 18,000 of them are in the United States, where fatalities are at least 45 out of the 145 plus worldwide. The next highest tallies are in Mexico, Canada, Chile, and Australia, whose rapid spread in Victoria State had been a factor leading the World Health Organization, or WHO, to declare its first pandemic in 41 years.
Moreover, the first swine flu-related fatality outside the Americas has occurred in the United Kingdom, where confirmed cases now number more than 1,200. It has been established that the swine flu virus developed at least in part through the crowded conditions of pig farms. Today's large pig farming operations are inevitably unsanitary.
Not only do they harbor many different kinds of disease, but the suffering of the animals is apparent to those who visit them. Former New Zealand pork industry spokesperson and comedian Mike King toured one farm that many say are typical worldwide and commented as follows.
One pig just lying there, couldn't even move, just froth everywhere. Then we walk past, there's a dead pig. I thought it was asleep and I went to touch it, dead cold. Other pigs, you know, just looking depressed. Went out to the fattening pens, there were pigs there, couldn't even walk. Pigs that could barely stand up. Well, put it this way. If these were dogs, if these were horses, if these were sheep, if these were cows, if these were goats, these people would be in jail. Pigs are curious animals, they're loving animals. But they're all jumping. This is disgusting. This should be illegal, and we should outlaw it right now.
Appreciation, Mr. King, for bringing more to light about the treatment of pigs in factory farms and for your courageous, forthright comments. We continue to pray for the minimizing of the swine flu's effect, wishing Godspeed to all who are recovering as well as a swift adoption of the compassionate vegan diet, giving peace to animals and humans alike.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognised livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Egypt appoints first female university president. In an effort to increase the number of women serving in leading position in his nation, Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, has appointed Dr. Hen Hefni on Wednesday as the incoming president for Alexandria University, where she is currently the vice president for postgraduate affairs and research. Dr. Hefni was one of three selected by His Excellency as new university presidents, all of whom will take up their posts starting in August. We thank Your Excellency and extend our congratulations to Dr. Hefni and the other presidential appointees on your new roles. May your professional horizons continue to expand, along with those of your beautiful nation.
Winners of 2009 Egan Award for Journalistic Excellence announced. Bestowed by the U.S.-based Catholic Relief Services, or CRS, the award recognizes journalists for creating a more peaceful world through their outstanding reports on humanitarian and social justice issues. This year's Egan Award was presented to three divisional winners: Tom Roberts for his coverage of Sister Martha Van Roppe's protection of vulnerable children in Haiti, to Rick Delvecchio for his report on those working to improve living conditions in Guatemala, and to Dennis Sadowski for chronicling the activities of a group traveling from Cleveland, Ohio, USA, to Honduras to build a church for the locals. The award is named after Ms. Eileen Egan, who began her career as a freelance journalist and later joined CRS to help the disadvantaged in countries worldwide. We join in applause, Mr. Roberts, Delvecchio, and Sadowski, for your deserved recognition, wishing you the best in your continued noble work of both candid and constructive reporting.
Save our planet. Scientists call for reduced carbon emissions to prevent oceanic catastrophe. Scientific academies from 70 nations issued a joint statement urging the participants of the recent Bonn, Germany conference to more drastically reduce CO2 emissions. Their concern in part stems from the ocean's current absorption of approximately 30% of the CO2 emissions, which has already caused acidification of the water. This particularly threatens shellfish, corals, and other animals with shells made of calcium carbonate. Marine scientist of Denmark's University of Copenhagen, Dr. Catherine Richardson, explains.
You know, all sorts of different marine organisms make this calcium carbonate. And calcium carbonate and an acid don't go together very well. If you go into the kitchen and you put baking soda and vinegar together, you can see the baking soda dissolves. And that's basically what's happening to many marine organisms as well.
If the CO2 levels in the atmosphere rise from 387 parts per million to 550, scientists say coral reefs may disappear worldwide. Furthermore, other side effects may actually cause the oceans themselves to emit CO2 into the atmosphere.
There are so many processes that when the ocean becomes warmer, for example, the bacteria become more active, and that means the plants break down before they get to the deep ocean, so you release the CO2 again to the atmosphere, because that process alone would be enough to increase the CO2 in the atmosphere in the future by so much that it would actually change whether or not we think we can reach the goals we're looking for.
Dr. Richardson, University of Copenhagen, and all concerned scientists, we are grateful for this vital information. May humanity quickly awaken to the plight of our world's oceans and act to save marine environments and ourselves.
In a June 2008 video conference with our association members in the United Kingdom, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed once more her concern about the precarious warming of our biosphere that must be halted.
We have less CO2 in the atmosphere now than what is even in store for us. in the ocean bed, because the ocean, the river also absorb CO2 and they store there. But now as the weather is getting warmer and these gases is going to be released, the permafrost layer is melting each day, and the methane gas or other gas even are releasing into the atmosphere. I really hope and pray that someone is listening. If we stop the worst cause of global warming, meaning stock raising, animal breeding, then we will be able to save the planet. We have to stop the killing of men or animals.
Save our planet. Afghanistan's new law protects wildlife. Following the announcement of the country's first national park, Afghanistan's National Environment Protection Agency, in collaboration with organizations such as the USAID-funded Wildlife Conservation Society, has issued a first protected species list, intended to help animals and plants recover from impacts of previous hunting and habitat loss. Some of the 33 threatened and endangered species now safeguarded include the Pagman salamander, Asiatic black bear, gazelle, wolf, snow leopard, and Himalayan elm tree. This list is the first in a series and will continue being developed over the coming year. A big bravo, Afghan National Environment Protection Agency, Wildlife Conservation Society, and all others involved on these advancements to restore habitat safe havens for the wondrous species of plant and animals that beautify your lands. May Allah grace your nation with flourishing biodiversity for years to come.
Save our planet. U.S. President launches National Ocean Protection Plan. President Barack Obama has announced a plan to safeguard the oceans, coasts, and lakes from pollution, habitat loss, fishing impacts, and climate change. Along with designating June as National Oceans Month, the plan will include a national policy to be recommended within 90 days by the White House Environmental Advisor, Nancy Sutley, and her selected team. President Obama stated, "The oceans are critical to supporting life. The base of the oceanic ecosystem provides most of the oxygen we breathe, so oceans are critical to our survival. Our respectful accolades, President Obama, for your swift actions to protect precious water bodies and their inhabitants. Wishing you support and success for this noble endeavor."
Save our planet. At the opening of the country's Green Expo 2009, several Jamaican officials speak, highlighting the government's commitment to balancing energy exploration with protecting the environment.
Save our planet. British retailer Marks & Spencer announces a partnership with recycling firm Closed Loop to switch to recycled salad boxes in an effort to help the nation reach a 22.5% package recycling goal.
Save our planet. In partnership with the United Nations Environment Program, a new short film series, A Gathering Storm, The Human Cost of Climate Change, has been launched by IRIN Films, documenting the impact of global warming on Asian people's lives, which follows the success of a similar series in Africa.
Hello, I'm Pippi the Okapi, and I'm naturally vegetarian. I have some tips on frugal living. If your liquid foundation is running low, add a bit of water to the bottle and shake it up. You'll be able to use it a few more times. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, Iraq allocates $30 million to help children. Iraq's Ministry of State for Marshlands will use the funds to assist youngsters in disadvantaged rural areas. Projects include supplying clean drinking water to approximately 125,000 youth and providing 48 new schools for about 12,000 students. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, will help the government in designing and implementing these endeavors. Our respectful appreciation, Iraq's Ministry of State for Marshlands and the United Nations Children's Fund, for your care of precious young co-citizens. May all youth grow up with an abundance of love and opportunities.
In environmental news, Green Building Company helps build the United States' first sustainable bamboo school. Constructed by Bamboo Living, the eco-friendly school in Maui, Hawaii, featured on Discovery's Planet Green Network's Renovation Nation on June 5th. Mr. David Sands, architect and co-founder of Bamboo Living, said, "Bamboo is the most renewable building resource on Earth. It grows at a rate 3.5 times faster than the fastest growing trees." Mr. Sands is encouraging the use of the building material to help reverse global warming, restore the world's forests, and improve the standard of living of local communities. The environmental benefits of bamboo include the ability to produce 30% more oxygen than a hardwood forest on the same area. Bravo, Mr. Sands and Bamboo Living, for showing us earth-loving ways in which we live in harmony with our surroundings. May we all soon turn to sustainable lifestyles to ensure a healthy future for our vibrant planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership featuring an Egyptian architect who has helped over 210,000 disadvantaged people to have safe, eco-friendly homes. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. More praiseworthy news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, concerning news for a loving world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring an Egyptian architect who has founded an organization to help provide affordable homes to many.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Egyptian architect Hani El Miniawi devotes his time to making certain people have secure homes. He designs technology to help disadvantaged individuals build their own affordable houses out of environmentally friendly local materials. Born in Cairo, Egypt in 1945, Mr. El Miniawi founded Appropriate Development, Architecture and Planning Technologies, or ADAPT. This organization assists in providing housing to the underserved in the Middle East and Africa.
Many people cannot afford to construct safe homes as the steel and cement used is too expensive for them. Mr. El Miniawi and ADAPT are changing that. To aid in producing inexpensive materials, nearby soils are tested for needed substances. Mr. El Miniawi uses the information to create formulas for safe and sturdy bricks. Then they also use recycled rice, straw, cement, brick dust, and iron ash from the area. ADAPT promotes prosperity in the region by training young people in the community to produce the bricks and build housing from them while preserving the local architecture. Mr. El Miniawi and ADAPT also team up with universities and building research companies to share their ideas and methods.
Through the dedicated efforts, Mr. El Miniawi and ADAPT have assisted over 210,000 people in Egypt and Algeria. In 2008, they were honored with the Catherine M. Swanson Equality Award, an accolade based in the United States to recognize achievements in improving the world. In addition, that year, Mr. El Miniawi received the Vasilis Gutis Prize from the International Union of Architects headquartered in France for contributing to the enhancement of the lives of people in need. Our earnest gratitude, Mr. Hani El Miniawi and ADAPT, for your earth-conscious methods to increase the security and well-being of others. May your endeavor be blessed with ever more success in the future.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Imagining.
Một nhóm người lần đầu gặp nhau đang tự giới thiệu. Một bà nói, thì ra ông là bác sĩ hả? À, thế mà tôi cứ hình dung ông khác hẳn ra. Ông kia hỏi, chắc là bà hình dung một người béo lùn xấu trai hả? Bà kia nói, không không, hoàn toàn ngược lại. Tôi là hình dung ông to cao và đẹp trai cơ.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Please feel free to use any of our videos on Supreme Master Television at www.youtube.com/livevegan. All we ask is that you don't edit the video and leave our name at the end. Our group is Liberation of Brother and Sister Animals at www.lobsa.org. We are a non-profit Buddhist animal rights vegan organization. Thanks for all you do for the planet and for humans and non-humans. Best wishes, Tricia.
Compassionate Tricia and Lobsa Saints, we are deeply appreciative of your vital life-saving work. Thank you so much for your kind offer to share footage. Hopefully the day will soon be coming when humans can live in harmony with all wonderful animal friends. May Buddha bless you in your work and daily life. With much love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with divine sustenance.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Malaysia's Islamic Affairs Minister, Jamil Kir Baharom, announces plans to launch a free-to-air family education station based upon Islamic values.
Italy reopens her embassy in Somalia in support of the country's transitional government.
In light of current economic challenges, the Hungarian government requests banks to extend the payment grace period for people to be able to keep their homes. The U.S. announces intentions to increase funding by an additional $55 million to the UN Relief and Works Agency that provides aid to Palestinian refugees.
By request of Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa, the Iranian government is providing additional loans totaling $106 million that will provide 1,000 rural villages with electricity.
Kenya receives her first undersea broadband fiber optic cable from the United Arab Emirates, which is expected to improve and reduce the cost of telecommunications.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Italy, Britain, Canada, Russia, and Norway donate $1.5 billion to reduce costs of vaccines in developing countries.
Italy dispatches a second humanitarian aid flight with goods to assist the more than 2 million persons displaced due to civil conflict in the Mardin and Swabi regions of Pakistan.
Taiwan Power Company, or Taipower, launches a campaign to raise funds and donates over $45,000 to help 500 less fortunate families around the country.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.